Welcome back to the School News Podcast. Manny Hill here with you on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. And I've got a great guest for us here today. His name is Brandon Button. He is the Director of Literacy and Humanities at Minneapolis Public Schools. And the reason why we have Brandon on today is because Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, has identified literacy as an area of emphasis for Minneapolis Public Schools this year. It's an effort that started last year and is gaining more momentum as we have gotten a few weeks now into this new school year. And National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week, we're going to talk about that. It's happening this week, September 15th through the 19th, and it aims to raise public awareness about the importance of adult education and literacy. Brandon, thanks for joining. Good to talk with you and see you here. We appreciate the time. So much to talk about here. I know that you are relatively new to Minneapolis Public Schools. So first off, let me say welcome. Welcome aboard. Good to have you on as a colleague here at MPS. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about your job here at Minneapolis Public Schools and what really drew you to it.
Thank you so much for having me today, Manny. As you said, my name is Brandon Button. I am proud to serve as the Director of Literacy and Humanities here in Minneapolis Public Schools. I have been in education for over 20 years, and at the heart of my soul, I'm a teacher who loves teaching literacy and knows the importance of making sure our students K to 12, pre-K to 12, and beyond are literate, they can read, and they can be critical thinkers. I started my journey teaching in a first grade classroom in southern Minnesota, and have done different grade levels in at different parts of the country. I did some time as a school leader in Denver and in Milwaukee, and I've taught all grades at the elementary level, and then also had the opportunity to teach eighth grade English as well. So it's been a really important part of my life and my identity to be a reading teacher. And that's really what drew me to the work here in Minneapolis Public Schools. As you may know, and as many of us know, we are at a very important time in our nation where we're really recognizing the importance of literacy and reading skills for all of our students. And I'm so proud to be in a district that's really leaned into that mission, knowing that literacy is the social justice issue of our time. That's a quote from Kareem Weaver, who is a really important reading person that I follow and has great things to say and is really inspiring a lot of the work that we're doing.
So as a person who loves to read, have you read any really good books lately that you'd like to share and recommend?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I read for different purposes, I would say. You know, as a classroom teacher, I enjoyed teaching picture books, and some of my favorites are the Elephant and Piggy series when I was teaching first grade. Just adorable stories of friendship and getting along, and they always made kids laugh as well. As an adult reader, I recently read a book called The Anxious Generation. I forget the author at this time, but essentially it is warning us as adults about the dangers that could be potential dangers from social media and overuse of screen time and smartphones in our young adults and children especially. So that was a pretty eye-opening piece of literature that I've read recently.
Awesome, awesome. And you kind of alluded to this a little bit already. We've talked about MPS kind of really focusing on literacy this year. Why do you think, elaborate a little bit more on why you think it's so important for MPS and really everybody to really focus a little bit more on this?
Yeah, when we think about any positive outcome that we want for our future generations, so much of it relies on the ability to be able to read and to be a critical thinker and consumer of the knowledge that we have. Another quote that I love that I might mess up right now in this moment. Think about someone in the golden age who grew up without having access to gold. Think of someone who grew up in the iron age without having access to iron. We're growing up in the information age right now, and the way that we best can access information is through our ability to read. So knowing that we're in the information age, it's so important that we give our students and our young people access to that information.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Brandon Button is the Director of Literacy and Humanities at Minneapolis Public Schools. We're talking about the focus of literacy at Minneapolis Public Schools, an initiative that's been taken this year, really kind of started last year, and it's continued on into this 25-26 school year as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week happening this week right now. So, Brandon, talk a little bit more about some of the initiatives that we have here at MPS to kind of focus on literacy.
Yeah, happy to do that, Manny. One of the important kind of like pieces of information or context here is that Minnesota is one of quite a few states around the country who are adopting legislation that kind of supports or guides the work that we do to support reading in our schools. And what in Minnesota, that's called the READ Act. And that dictates some of the work that we are doing here in MPS through state legislation. But it is really the right work that we should be doing. So some of the things that are important that we're doing here in MPS right now is providing some really high quality professional development learning opportunities for our teachers in what's called the science of reading. The science of reading is just a culmination of everything that we have learned and studied and researched in the past 50 plus years about how the human brain learns to read. And so leaning into the science of reading now with this new professional development and training means that we are equipping our teachers and our educators with the most up-to-date information to help them support their students to learn how to read. So that is one initiative that's happening right now in MPS, where all of our elementary educators, as well as our secondary educators who are teaching in areas of special education, reading intervention, and English language development, they're all getting some really high quality professional development in the science of reading. And we're also, so that's kind of like how we're building our skills as educators. But we also know that an important part of that is the students as well. And we want to make sure that the instructional materials that we give students to teach them how to read are high quality as well. So we have adopted some new science of reading based curriculum resources in our elementary grades, and then in our middle and high school English classes, we have adopted new textbooks of students that are kind of updating our reading lists in those grades. And that was an exciting collaboration that we used between our community members, our educators, and even students. We really asked what kinds of books do we want students to be reading in those middle and high school grades, so that students can both see themselves represented in the text that they're reading, which then increases their engagement in those high quality books as well. So a lot of really great initiatives that are happening here in MPS.
Yeah, wow, that's fantastic. And so, you know, I mentioned this week being National Adult Education and Family Literacy Week, happening this week, September 15th through the 19th. What are some simple ways that parents and caregivers can kind of incorporate literacy into their everyday interactions, and maybe some tips for specific age groups that you may have?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I would say if you have a student, and especially a student in MPS, and that student is at the elementary level or in early grades, like kindergarten through third grade, I would say, your student will be getting what are called phonics lessons every day in school. And throughout a week of lessons, there will be some kind of a skill that students are kind of like working on in being able to quickly read, but also spell. So the way that you can, so that families can support, the way that families can support their students in those grades is really ask the student, what are you learning about in your phonics lesson? But then also reach out to the teacher and ask, what are some practice materials that I can be doing with my student at home? So if a younger, let's say the first grade classroom is learning about the CH sound, the CH sound in their class, the teacher can provide example like word lists for the students to be practicing reading with their families at home, which is a great opportunity for them to get more practice. As far as older grades go, we know that vocabulary and increasing a student's vocabulary is an essential way that students have can build their literacy skills. So it can be as simple as if, as a family, you're listening to a song or watching a movie, and there's a fairly like complicated word or kind of like a new vocabulary word that you think that your student might not know, just ask them like, hey, do you know what that means? And then kind of like go through and explain it. Those little moments can be so quick for families and caregivers, but they can really have a lasting impact for students as they are continuing to build their vocabulary.
You know, it has me thinking too about as we have kind of grown and evolved through technology. I mean, you know, so many years ago, decades ago, it was mainly just books, right? You go to the library and you get a book, and those opportunities are still out there and available for people. But you look at the way technology has progressed where, you know, a student can just have something on their tablet. They can have a book on their tablet. It's really amazing the way technology has evolved, and that's really kind of helped young people, you know, develop their literacy skills as well. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, something that I appreciate about the ability to have a book on a tablet is it kind of breaks down the barrier of having to go to a physical library in order to gain access to that book, right? You know, no longer do you have to go down the street or go to your local library or even wait till it's library checkout time, maybe in your elementary. The fact that you can have a collection of texts that are immediately available to you on a tablet is certainly an advancement and something that we should be leaning into, and also recognizing the secondary impact that sometimes on tablets, our attention, I know I'm guilty of this, our attention can be swayed in different ways if a text message pops up or something else that will draw your attention. So it's both and, yes.
Awesome. Just a couple more items for Brandon Button, MPS Director of Literacy and Humanities here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. So Brandon, are there volunteer opportunities to help young readers kind of grow here at Minneapolis Public Schools?
Yeah, thank you for asking. We know that building strong partnerships with our families and our community members is an essential part of our goal of reaching literacy for all students in MPS. The easiest way to be involved is to reach out to your local school, your local MPS school. You can talk to the main office there or talk to teachers if you know them there and just ask what it is that they might need. Every teacher is a little bit different in what they might need. Every school is a little bit different as well. So we certainly recommend reaching out to a local school.
And lastly, if I'm a parent and I'm looking for more information, where can I go to get more information? Maybe some keywords on the MPS website that would be very helpful.
Yeah, some great places to look on the MPS website is searching for literacy, and that will bring you to a page with all sorts of great information about, again, the great work we are doing here in MPS. I mentioned a few things, but we are doing even more than that, and it's a lot of exciting things that are happening.
All right. And of course, go to mpschools.org. That is the Minneapolis Public Schools website, and type in those keywords there that Brandon's talking about. Brandon, great information. Such a fun conversation. I love that the district is taking this initiative to focus even more on literacy for the students here at MPS. It's a great thing. And again, welcome aboard. I know you're kind of new to the district. Great to have a new face here at MPS as well. And looking forward to talking with you again soon. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Manny. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
That is Brandon Button, MPS Director of Literacy and Humanities, joining us here on MPS Voices and the School News Podcast.